didn't have a sofa. We didn't have sofas. I had old-timey rocking chairs. And then,
You mentioned parlor. What would people call their parlor today?
Living room. That was parlor then. Yeah. Come into the parlor.
Have you ever heard the sofa called anything else?
Huh?
Have you ever heard people call their sofa anything else?
They called it sofa then, but now they say divans, don't they? They called it sofa then, or couch. Because biggest part of the time, you would have one of those couches that lay down and made into a bed.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. And then if you had extra company, why, they could sleep on the couch. And also, in the parlor, we had a big fireplace. Great big fireplace, and it was built in, and you'd put two or three logs on there, and that would heat the whole house. And in the kitchen, we had an old-timey, they called them home comfort range. And it was always great big, and it had a warming cabinet in the top, and it had a water in the back for hot water and cold water, and you'd fill that, I guess that thing held about 10 or 15 gallons,
yeah.
And you'd fill up when your water would begin to get low in your tank on the stove, while you would sweep that and clean that all out and fill it up with water. And then when you had your fire cooking your breakfast or dinner or anything, the water would get hot. We didn't have hydrants in. We drawed the water out of the wells. And with the hot water, we'd keep hot water all the time in the, what do we call it? Anyway, it was for stove water reservoir.
You mentioned your fireplace.
Yeah.
Did you ever hear people call those big logs that they burned in there anything besides just logs?
No, I don't remember.
Did you ever hear anybody call them a backstick?
Backstick? Oh, yeah. Backstick. You need to put on another backstick. We always put on about two backsticks, and that would stay all night long.
What about that wood that you used to start the fire, you know, that burned real easily? What do people call that?
Well, we didn't have wood to do that. Sometimes we would have pine, but if you didn't get any pine when you was cutting your wood up, see, the men always went to the timber and cut the wood and brought it in, stacked it up in ricks, you know. Well, you would have a little coal oil, and then, honey, they had cobs. You fed your horses corn.
Is that
and,
right?
And sure, you know how corn is on the cob?
Uh-huh.
Well, when I was a kid, we would go out to the barn, and we would gather up the cobs and bring them in, and we had a basket that we put the cobs in. This basket would have one for the fireplace and one for the kitchen. And you take those cobs and put them in your stove and or put them in your fireplace, pour a little coal oil on them, and start it off.
Did people ever talk about kindling?
Kindling? Oh, yeah. That's what they called. That's what they'd call whenever they would go to the woods to get the wood. All of those strips and things that was fine, they would bring them in for kindling. They call it kindling. And you could put that in with the cobs and start a fire without the coal oil.
I see.
Yeah, with the kindling. And that kindling was just like pine, you know. Shavings. Mm-hmm. Kindling and shavings.
Right.